source, praise God, we, amen, praise God, talk about, amen, praise God, the, amen, as it were, the origin of a thing, praise God, or the place of its origin. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And not only do we sometimes look at it as the origin of the thing or the place of origin, but we sometimes look at our source, amen, praise God, as the one that provides, amen, something that is needed. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so, praise God, we, amen, praise God, have a need, amen, praise God, and we have, amen, praise God, that is desired of us, amen. It's important for us to know where to go to find what you need. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. As, amen, James points out to us in the Word of God, he lets us know, amen, this. Amen, praise God, that every good and perfect gift, amen, it comes down from above. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Not most, not some, not, amen, praise God, the majority of, amen, but the Bible declares every good and perfect gift, it comes down from God. It comes down from the Father of light. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God. And so, praise God, we, amen, praise God, have, amen, praise God, indicated in the Word of God that God is the giver of good and perfect gifts. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, if you got something good, if you got something perfect, amen, it came down from God. Amen. Tell them again, if you got something good, if you got something perfect, it came from God. Because God is God who gives good and perfect gifts. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when we are looking at, amen, praise God, the character and the nature of who God is, we find in the Word of God that, amen, we have only one that is identified as good. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God in the flesh, amen, praise God, does not recognize, amen, praise God, himself as the origin, as it were, of good. Why? Because, amen, praise God, the office of the Son is beneath the office of the Father. Can we say amen? And while, amen, praise God, our God was both Father and Son, as he stands in the office of the Son, he will not recognize, amen, in flesh, the idea of goodness. Amen, praise God. He tells that one that will come to him, why do you call me good? Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. He lets that individual know that there is none good but one. And amen, and that one is God. So the source of all goodness comes out of one. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. We dare not stop. Amen, praise God, in some intermediary place. Amen, praise God, but we've got to go beyond that. Amen, to find the source. Amen, praise God. Amen, that flows from the source. Amen, is not of itself. Amen, praise God, the origin. Amen, praise God, but the origin, it is the source. And so, praise God, everything that God does, everything that comes up from his hand, everything, hallelujah, that he moves in is identified as good. Amen. Why? Because God is good. Amen. Praise God. In the beginning, when he made the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, praise God, he wanted man to have a good thing.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God he is. He don't give out, amen, praise God, stuff that ain't good. Amen. But our God, he always got something good. And from the very beginning, amen, praise God, he wanted man, hallelujah, to have something that was good. Somebody want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. is, because God don't change from one day to the next. He's the same God today that he was at the beginning of the creation of the world. Tell your neighbor, God was good then, and he's good right now. You ought to praise in him. Tell your neighbor, praise God, that God was good to man in the beginning. Can you say amen? Because everything that he prepared for man was good. Amen. You can take God's word for it, because he, amen, overlooked it, his own self, and amen, his judgment of everything that he had made was that it was very good. Y'all ought to praise him again. When we want something, amen, praise God, that is really good, when we want something that is very good, when we want something, amen, praise God, that ain't halfway good or mostly good, but when we want something that's complete in his goodness, then we've got to know the source. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, we are not to look for good things in the world. Can you say amen? Why? Good things come into the world, but you need to know the origin. You need to know where it came from. Can you say amen? So you don't praise, amen, just a thing, but you praise a source of those things. Can you say amen? Because, amen, while you may be able to take away my things, amen, if you're anchored in God, you cannot take away my source. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the redeemed of the Lord will receive good, even when there's trouble all around them. If there is famine, I will eat. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't matter what else is going on. Amen. God is my source. Amen. Praise God. If there's trouble all around, I can rejoice. Anybody know you can? Even in your valley, you can magnify him. Amen. Anyhow, you know the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Why are you praising him like that? Because my source is good. Can you say amen? He knows that is God, knows how to give good things unto men. He began the creation, amen, by giving man authority over everything that he had made. And everything that he had made was very good, according to the own mouth of God. Amen. Praise God. And so if God intended for man to have good things from his very beginning, what about right now? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if God's plan for me on yesterday was to have good things, his plan for me today is to steal. Can you say amen? All I need to know is my source. And when I know the source, I can go to that source and let it be known, whatever my need may be, because I realize he can supply it. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, God did not change from one time to this time. He's still providing, amen, for men, hallelujah, good things. Good, amen, very good. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And because God is who he is, amen, praise God, he will not block our access to good things. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is willing to give you good things. Tell your neighbor, God ain't trying to give you suffering and pain. He's willing to give you good things. He ain't trying to give you, amen, anything. He's trying to give you good things. But we've just got to recognize our source. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, God explains to us, can you say amen, that we, hallelujah, being evil, we know how to give good gifts to our children. Can you say amen? If you, amen, have a child, you know how to do that child good. Can we say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. And God, in making the comparison, say, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things? Can you say amen? That to them that belong to him. Why, you ought to give God a praise. Yes, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. And so, hallelujah, praise God. God, amen, lets us know in the word of God, amen, that he, amen, will give good things to all of his children. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when God is telling us, amen, in the book of St. Matthew, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the things, these things that you have will be added unto you. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, I don't want just a house, but I want a house that came from God. Be on your list of things that you desire. You gotta know the source. Can you say amen? Because there's only one source that is the giver of everything. Hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, God didn't leave nothing out. Every good, amen, gift, it comes from God. To bring good things in their life. And they're going around Jesus. And they're going over Jesus. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, you can't find it nowhere else but in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God is my source. And he'll be your source if you realize where to go. Can you say amen? You won't be looking everywhere to find peace and joy and comfort. Can you say amen? But when you know where to go, it makes all the difference in the world. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, I know where to go. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so we wear ourselves out. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Running here, running there. What's going on? I just want to be happy. Can you say amen? What's going on? I just want some peace in my life. What's going on? I just want to live my life and enjoy my life. Can you say amen? And then we're running everywhere trying to find that only God can provide. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor he satisfies the longing soul. Say amen. He told the woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again. Can you say amen? What are you saying, Lord? The world can only offer you a temporary fix. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you feel it all right right now, but you coming down off of that one. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't but temporary. But God tells the woman at the well, but the water that I shall give him, a man will drink of this water and then thirst again. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you are connected to the source, you can't be cut off. Formed against you will prosper. Why? Because I'm connected, amen, to the source. I can be depleted, but guess what? Because I'm connected, amen, to the source, when I run out, God can fill me back up all over again. I ain't gotta go nowhere, but just hold. Can you say amen? I ain't got to bank up a whole 3 or 4 or 5 years, amen, of a food supply in case emergency arrives. I ain't got to dig down in the ground to make me a bunker and a shelter in a time of trouble. God filled his life with good things. David was able to declare,
When God fill your cup, He keep on pouring. Can you say amen? He keep on pouring. Can you say amen? Amen. God, what you're doing, I'm God. Amen. You can try me. You can find out who I am. You can find out that I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room.
God, tell you.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God, and your cup will be full.
Yes.
Amen. No more in it.
Oh, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's so good. He done so much. He made so many ways. Amen. That every time I think of the goodness of Jesus, my soul just cries out. Hallelujah. Anybody think about where he was? Me.
Yes, yes.
And I know I don't deserve all the good things that he's done. He'll give good things. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, He'll give perfect things.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord. Praise God. So it is that because the things that God gives are perfect, you'll never be able to find faults in the things that God gives. Now you might find fault in how you use the things that God gives you. But you'll never find fault in the things that God gives you.
My Lord.
Because if it ain't good,
it
didn't come from God.
Yes.
If it ain't perfect, it didn't come from God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your neighbor, if it ain't good and perfect, it didn't come from God. Can you say
amen?
Because you can't get from perfection imperfection. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you can't get from God nothing but what's good. Can you say
amen?
Even when it don't feel good, it's good. Even when it don't look good, if it came from God, it's good. Can you say
amen?
If it make you cry, it's still good. Can you say
amen?
For y'all here, if it bruise your ego, it's still good. Can you say
amen?
Why? Because God gotta shape us and make us how He wants us. Can you say
amen?
I'm getting ready to close, but listen. God didn't say, amen, not only I'm the source of all the good things and perfect things. Can you say
amen?
But Luke let us know, amen, praise God, in the same context of Scripture, or amen, praise God, in the same context of the answer of God. Amen, praise God. He says, amen, praise God, your Father know how to give good gifts to them, amen, that ask Him. And so He said, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Amen. We call the Holy Ghost. Can you say
amen
to them that ask Him?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost is a gift from God.
Yes, it is.
And I got God's word.
Amen.
And He knows how to get it. Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor, you can't get it nowhere else. You gotta come to God. Can you say
amen?
You ain't got the just be in church, but you gotta come to God. You can be in your living room, you can be in your basement, you can be driving up the hill on Larchmont Avenue. It don't make no difference if you say amen. But if you want it, you gotta come to God.
Yes.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor how I come makes a difference.
I'm telling you.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You got to come in faith.
Can
you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor how I come to God makes a difference. Amen. He got every good.
Yes.
He got every perfect gift.
Yes.
He's willing to give it.
Yes.
But how I come to him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So the writer in Hebrews chapter number 10 tells us, he that cometh to God must believe.
Yes.
That he is. Can you say
amen? Amen.
Why are you coming if you don't believe I'm going to do it for you? Why are you coming if you don't believe I'm a way maker? Why are you coming if you don't know that I am a deliverer?
Yes.
Why are you coming if you ain't searched out my record and see that I never fail? Just keep on needing it. Can you say
amen?
I say you don't keep on needing it.
Because
when you have a need and you put it to God and say, help me,
yes,
then he helps you.
Yes.
Then that need is gone.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Are y'all hearing me? That need can't continue unless you ain't brought it to God.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Because
when you bring it to God, amen, praise God, God got the answer.
Yes.
You say amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, he got riches in glory.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
And the riches that are in glory, amen, he will bless the people of God with. Every good, every perfect gift, it come down from above. So God sends down the blessing. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Sometimes, amen, we don't even have to ask because God is good.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
And folk that's evil get rain like you get rain. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Folk that's evil, they got a wardrobe.
Yes.
And you got a wardrobe.
Yes.
Folk that ain't doing right,
yes,
they got food,
yes,
on their table.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
So what's the difference? Can you say
amen?
Here's the difference.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
They ain't got no guarantee. Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor, they ain't got no guarantee. Amen. Have assurances from God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We might cry in a day.
Yeah.
Maybe even a night.
Yeah.
We ain't crying forever.
No way.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
We don't cry like that.
Oh.
We don't keep on crying.
Oh.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We might cry a little while.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah. You know how the children do. Amen. When they get ready to cut off the cry, they start snuffing it up.
Yeah.
Get ready to cut it off. Can you say thank you, Jesus? In other words, they done cried as long as they can cry.
Yes.
And they out of breath and out of strength now.
Yes.
Amen. They get ready to cut it off. Can you, but they don't want to give it up yet, so they can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's them saints. Amen. Praise God. We'll cry a little while.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But after a little while, we'll be starting. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. It's going to be all right.
Yes.
I know it's going to be the chosen of God. Yes. We know that we are the called according to His purpose.
Yes.
We know we love God, and God will make everything work for the good.
Everything, yes.
If God make it work for the good,
yes.
What kind of good is it?
Jesus.
It's good and perfect.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord God.
What the world call good,
Jesus,
is always good.
No. All right,
can you say thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. But what God called good, that's what's really good.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so then, praise God. Amen, praise God. When you ask them folk in the world, how you got it, they tell you, I got it good.
Mm-hmm. They will.
Just say thank you, Jesus. And when you ask them how they got it good, they tell you about all the material things they got.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got this nice car. Uh-huh. Living up on Knob Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. See that big bulge in my pocket?
Yeah.
That's hundreds.
Yeah.
What they call hundreds? Is it Benjamin?
Who? Benjamin.
Benjamin. See that big old wad right there? That's Benjamin. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Say, yeah. It's Benjamin's girl. Amen. Ain't just sticking out one pocket. It's back there. It's over there. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? They point to every material thing they have.
It's true.
Because they identify material
with
good.
Amen.
My God,
you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I got the material things,
that's what they
said. Can you say amen? But there was a man.
Yes,
it was. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Had a great harvest. And his harvest was so great that the barns that he had couldn't hold. But he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tear these barns down. Build me some bigger barns. I'm going to bestow all of my goods that I have. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to relax, take my leisure, and enjoy the good things
my.
That I have laid up for myself.
Mm-mm-mm.
And God said, thou fool.
Yes.
This night,
my
soul is going to be required.
Yes. Yes.
Then whose are going to be those things that you laid up? See, material things, you can't take them.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell you they were material things. You ain't taking it with you.
Take it with you.
And if you take it with you, you ain't using it.
You're telling it.
Amen. Yeah, write me a check for $100 million and put it in the grave with you. You ain't got to worry. You can't see that one. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
So God asked, what does it profit a man?
Yeah.
And came this whole
world.
Yes. And lose his soul. So then when the saints are asked, how you doing? We say, we're doing good. Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. Why are you doing good? Or how are you doing good? Because I have received from God.
Yes.
Those good things.
Yes.
That he has provided for me.
Amen.
That's where we are.
Our source is not material.
No.
No, Lord.
Our source is God.
God.
And no matter how much the world entice you to trust in other things, we, God's people, have got to realize that only God is our source.